307. Get your tickets online at wildjam.com.
Looking to get rewarded just for spending? With our You Choose debit cards reward program, you can earn points every time you swipe. Redeem your points for cash back, gift cards, travel, and more. It's your money. It pays to spend smarter. Enroll today and make your debit card work as hard as you do. Visit Security State Bank today and start earning with You Choose Rewards at no cost to you. Security State Bank, small enough to listen, big enough to help. Member FDIC.
Doug, it's time to rev up your appetite for the Waring Chevrolet Free Customer Appreciation Barbecue and Inventory Reduction Sale Friday, June 27th from 11:30 to 1:30.
That's right, Bob. While you're enjoying lunch on us, take a stroll through our lot, check out the huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with savings up to $10,000 and a promise to meet or beat any written deal.
The inventory reduction sale happening now and the barbecue on Friday, June 27th. Waring Chevrolet, 107 East Alger, online, waringsheridan.com.
Hi, I'm Taylor, front of house manager at Fraggletons. You know, every day on Main Street brings new faces and familiar friends through our doors, and each one deserves something special. At Fraggletons, it's not just about the food, it's about the feeling. Our team is here to make sure every bite, every sip, and every moment feels just right. Whether you're celebrating a big day or just enjoying the little things, we'd love to be a part of it. It's not just about the food, it's about the feeling. Book your table now at Fraggletons.com.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Thursday, June 26th, from Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I'm joined by Sheridan County Sheriff Levi Dominguez. Good morning, sir. Welcome back.
Good morning, Floyd. How are you?
Doing well. We were just talking about how, wow, the summer is flying by.
It is. It just seemed like yesterday we were, you know, I was just
talking
chatting with you,
weather.
And then now it's like, man, Wild Rodeo is just around the corner, and some big events going on in Sheridan, so yeah.
Yeah, and spring for me, for some reason, maybe it is because it's my favorite season, but it feels like it just flies by. How was spring down in the sheriff's office?
It was good, busy, like you said, flies by. You know, we got a lot of, you know, after the winter and getting, you know, folks and, planning for trainings and, you know, people taking vacation, mm-hmm. and, you know, we just had the big announcement with, Lieutenant Doug Sanders being promoted in the sheriff's office, and he'll be on next month. You know, he's been busy. He's kind of drinking from a fire hose right now. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So there's been some, you know, with Devereaux being gone the last, 10 months or so. Gosh, I don't know how. Yeah. Well, not 10, 8 months or so. I was like, here you go, big stack of stuff on his, not really, but no,
Get to work. Done by Tuesday.
Yeah, no, not really. We've had a great staff. It's actually, when you talk about that, it does seem like, this year's flown by, but our staff at the sheriff's office, you know, people are asking like, gosh, you haven't had a patrol lieutenant or undersheriff for a while, but our staff has stepped up just across the board from our detention division, patrol division, our civilian and has really made very a seamless transition of things. So even with Lieutenant Sanders coming in and stuff, it's, we're in a really good place.
Now, he was K-9, correct?
Yes, he was, yeah.
Hey, will he continue to fill
that
role?
No, he won't be able to. And it tugs at his heart for sure.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure he'll talk about it when he comes in because him and Fox were very close. And, that was a big passion of his to get, our K-9 program reestablished and, but we do have a great handler that's been announced. Deputy Kayla Oswald will be the new handler for K-9 Fox, and so she's beginning her training here next week. She'll start with Fox, and will be out. And so, which is, Fox is trained. She's certified, ready to go. So now it's just introducing Deputy Oswald into that role and getting them comfortable. And I think Fox will probably be training more Deputy Oswald than the other way because, that's what it is. And so they've already got a great connection and doing really well. But yeah, certainly tugs at, Doug's and heart. And we've already, Fox has already gone to Deputy Oswald's home and made the transition. But you see Fox when she comes in and Doug's in his office, you know, she's looking for him. But that's slowly, you can already see that that's okay. But certainly a big part, you don't realize that, you know, not only, but, you know, Lieutenant Sanders' family, you know, because Fox has been a part of their family. So, as good of a transition as it could be. And I think, all's well. And I'll let Doug speak to that more, you know, when he comes on.
It's a bittersweet promotion.
Yep, you
know?
Absolutely.
Bittersweet. But it's good to know, you know, that's one of the roles of serve. Well, that's one of the caveats of serving in such a role, you know, as the canine officer. That is your partner. It's not your dog. And every once in a while, promotions will come along or something will come along, and that canine has got to move on to another handler. And I guess that can kind of be, you know, kind of comforting when you trust the individual, you know. With your old partner, I guess.
And I think, you know, with our two canines, Fox and Kai, they're just, you know, they're sweet. We should bring them in here sometime.
That'd be
great. I mean, we'll have our canine handlers come in and just see the... their temperament and everything, but they're just lovers. I always say that. They're just the sweetest dogs ever. I mean, they look, you know, tough and gruff, but at the end of the day, they have a job to do, but they love people. They love getting out and, you know, doing school programs and presentations and things like that. And they just love being around people. And so we've been very blessed to have, you know, two canines that, you know, and they're brother and sister, but they, you know, and it's fun seeing them get together on shift change and stuff and playing and stuff. But yeah, been pretty blessed with that.
Now, when it comes to things that you've done over the spring, I can't remember if it was in the spring or if it was just after summer began, the airport mass casualty. This was a pretty big operation, held every 3 years out at the Sheridan County Airport. Every first responder has to kind of jump in on this one, or whoever's on shift, and kind of be evaluated about a mass casualty event. What was the sheriff's office involvement with that?
Yeah, so we, you know, yeah, it's a great you know, practice, and when you talk about that and doing those events are really good to find, hey, were there some holes in our response and what we need to do and train and practice and prepare for. But overall, it went really well. It was one of Lieutenant Sanders' first, you know, while he was officially promoted, you know, this week, we had made the announcement. And so he got to sit in the command trailer as a unified command. And so unified command between law enforcement, fire and EMS. And so our role is to really help support and facilitate that emergency within that exercise. And if it was a real, and our primary role is scene security, you know, in that sense of if an event happens. And so that's what we really focused on there is, you know, making sure that in an event in the airport, that law enforcement, we are ensuring that nobody is going on to the airport property that shouldn't be going on. So, you know, first responders are entering, we're checking their credentials, you know, we're making sure we're, you know, patrolling the outer perimeters of the airport. We're, assisting with, you know, in a real event, we would probably have a lot of individuals that would come up to try to see what is going on.
Yeah.
And so making sure crowd control, things like that, but really in help if there is some sort of hazardous, you know, materials issue within that, you know, event or accident, that we would facilitate like we do on any big incident, any, you know, evacuations or, you know, getting folks out of the area. But primarily it's that scene security. And that's what we focused on, was that initial response of getting those folks. And in a real event, we would certainly lean on all of our law enforcement partners throughout the county and the state, you know, between Highway Patrol and Sheridan Police Department and, you know, Game and Fish, Forest Service, you know, DC, any law enforcement, you know, agency available to come and assist if our hands are tied as far as getting, you know, all of those access points and things.
Cordon off the area.
Absolutely.
And control everything in and out. And I didn't even think about the hazardous materials aspect to that, where, you know, jet fuel isn't exactly the most healthy thing. So trying to keep people away, and maybe it's not gawkers, maybe it's people who just want to assist, feel powerless or whatever, but you got to stand there off to the side, make sure that professionals are on scene. And when it comes to having to move from boots on the ground to command and control, when it comes to that, I it the frustration isn't the job that you're doing. The frustration is, I want to be out there.
Yep.
I want to be hands-on. Mm-hmm. And so I can understand that a little bit, you know, having to step back and say, okay, I'm filling another role now, and I need to just command and control, as opposed to actually go out there and just get it done myself.
Yeah, it's a big transition. It's something that takes, you know, and there's still days where I'm like, man, I'm gonna go out and play a little bit, and you know, be a part of that, and you know, take a step back. And there are days where we're short staffed, and I get the opportunity. You know, right. We have deputies who are like, hey, we're going this way, and I'm like, absolutely. Where do you want me? You know, where can I assist? So, and Doug's gonna fall into that role really well.
Okay, now that summer has begun, a lot of events in the works, sir. We can touch base on each one. The 4th of July, the first big one that we got coming up here. Let's talk about some events happening around Ranchester. What's going on up there?
Yeah, and before the 4th of July, I forgot to mention, and that's my bad, Floyd. Claremont Day is coming up this weekend, right? I believe it's June 28th, so this Saturday, right around the corner. And they always, a great community out in Claremont, so they work really hard throughout the year to plan for this and have a good community and folks that are out there. And so they'll have vendors and things and activities for kids and a barbecue. And it's always a really great time out there and a great event. So that's coming up this Saturday.
All right. Now, anything folks should know when it comes to parking or anything like that, if they want to go up there?
Out in Claremont? No, I mean, there's plenty of parking and things, and it's at their park there. Just south of the main road parking's usually not an issue, and just a good family event. We were talking about that earlier. That seems like a majority of the events that are going on in Sheridan County have now really made that transition to be community oriented and family oriented.
And I love that. I've talked to the SPD about that, and the shift seems to be cultural, because it's as you said, it's not just one event that we're seeing take that shift. It's all of them. You know, everybody wants their family involved. They want to get the kids out there and have a good time, kind of tucker them out so they pass out that night, you know, and everybody has fun. Okay, 4th of July, Ranchester events.
Yeah, Ranchester, you know, so Ranchester has always been very proactive with the family-oriented events and getting out. They've done a July 4th, you know, event for many years, even when the Equestrian Center was still going on, just to give another, you know, opportunity, especially with the Equestrian Center and with, you know, not having fireworks at the Equestrian Center now, kind of the focus now has been out in Ranchester. Ranchester has, you know, the big fireworks show now.
A lot of people going out there.
A lot of people are going out there. And so, you know, we're seeing that shift out there, but they do, you know, all day, you know, fun family. I think they do like a wife carry, you know, competition throughout the day, barbecue and music will be out there. And so really got a great vibe out there. And so that goes on all day out at the Ranchester. And then in the evening, it kicks off into the fireworks show that they have out there.
So it's more than fireworks. There's some
activities going on all throughout the day. And I believe, I didn't see, but I think they have those out at the Ranchester Town Hall and their property. They used to do it at the Connor Battlefield, and I'm not quite sure if that's where
they
those
do
events.
That anymore.
But I think it's been transitioned mostly to. So I apologize if there's folks out in Ranchester listening, but you can't miss it when you get into Ranchester.
It's Ranchester.
Where the events are. But yeah, great op. I mean, just yeah, they do a really really good job out there.
You'll see the folks having fun. Just park the truck and go have fun with them, right?
Yep.
All right. Now the Sheridan County Fireworks Resolution. What is it this year? What does it look like?
Yeah, and it hasn't changed. You know, and we get folks that are, you know, because we had, you know, folks popping off fireworks a little bit, you know, during Flag Day on the 14th, and so I just want to go over that, you know, that the use of fireworks in the unincorporated areas of Sheridan County is authorized on the following dates each year. And when we talk about unincorporated, so, you know, there's the municipalities within Sheridan County. So like Claremont, Ranchester, Dayton, the city of Sheridan, they all have their own town ordinances when it comes to fireworks. But so we're talking about unincorporated areas outside in Sheridan County where fireworks are prohibited except on these dates, which is Memorial Day weekend, Friday through Monday. Flag Day, which is June 14th, and now we're coming up on 4th of July, and that's July 1st through the 7th. So, you know, I want to let folks know, because some folks think that it's only on the 4th of July. So when individuals know the county resolution really well and they start shooting off fireworks on July 2nd or July 1st, we get phone calls saying, hey, they're, you know, I'm like, no, it's the week of, you know, July 1st through the 7th. And then New Year's, December 31st and January 1st. But, when shooting off fireworks, you know, it can only be between the hours of 6 a.m. and 11:30 p.m. So that's except on New Year's Eve, December 31st. It goes, you can shoot fireworks until 2 a.m. Mm. on January 1st. But 6 a.m. to 11:30 p.m., I don't recommend. We don't get a lot of calls, but people shouldn't be, you know, typically out shooting fireworks right at, you know, 6 a.m. But typically in the evenings, we see that up until 11:30. So our deputies will be out and about and, you know, patrolling the areas through, you know, of course. But and the use of fireworks is prohibited within 50 feet of any occupied structure without permission from the owner of the structure. So you have to get permission. Fireworks are prohibited. And we get this, you know, through every year. They're prohibited on county and other public roads and highways. So we can't be lighting, you know, fireworks. We get folks that don't have areas to light off fireworks. So they'll go out on a county road and start lighting fireworks. That is illegal, you know, by Sheridan County resolution. You can't be doing that. And then on all lands or easements owned by Sheridan County and its agencies and departments. So any, you know, areas like Three Poles, Clean Burn, you know, other, you know, county owned property or things that the county controls is, you know, we can't be lighting fireworks off and just, you know, really want to emphasize just the safety. You know, it's, this is a great, again, a great week, a celebration, you know, of our nation and everything, but we just want to be safe and make sure when folks are out, you know, lighting off fireworks that they're doing in a safe manner.
Absolutely. Remember last year. I know that those weren't started by fireworks, but at the same time, there's always the chance for fire. So let's mm-hmm. be safe. Have that bucket out there. 5 gallon bucket of water is the suggestion. You put everything that has been spent into that bucket. That's a good general practice to have. You should also probably carry a fire extinguisher with you, one that can be used on a lot of different types of fire, just to have that. And I understand why people want to go to a road. They think that they're being safe, but that is illegal, folks. Don't do it. Find another location. If there's a structure within 50 feet, make sure that you're getting absolute permission on that. All right. Coming up on a commercial time, sir, but before we go, Wyo Rodeo Week, July 9th through the 12th, what do you got?
Oh, what do we have? Well, it's going to be it's gonna be a great event. You know, the Wild Rodeo Board, they've done a great job over the years. Again, that shift from being, you know, primarily adults, you know, for adults, it's turned into family. And yep. it's been that. And so I have to give credit out to that. And I think, you know, with their ability and their desire to move that way, again, that helps the shift for everywhere else to, you know, shift into that direction, that cultural change of being more a community oriented focused and family focused events. And so great events, you know, throughout the week with the boot kickoff and events going on. Rodeo starts that Wednesday through Saturday night, and then you know, other events going on Friday for the parade. So our staff, we're going to be out in full force, you know, that's, of course, for all, Sheridan County law enforcement agencies within the county. I mean, it's typically, you know, required work days. You don't get, you know, mandatory, work days, no vacations and things like that. So we're going to be out, you know, in full force, ensuring the safety of everybody and ensuring that folks are enjoying themselves and having a good time.
All hands on deck. And I do say this quite a bit about our law enforcement, but if I wanted to walk up, shake a hand, thank you, deputy or sheriff, for doing what they're doing, I can do that.
Absolutely. You know, we focused. That was, you know, we've always been that way, but our staff is very approachable, and we enjoy interacting with the community and individuals. So please come up and say hi. you know, don't do it in the middle of an incident, you know, if we're dealing with somebody, of course. But if we're out and we're walking through the fairgrounds or down at the parade or other events that are going on throughout the town, do come up and say hi and say thanks, because our staff really appreciates that and really enjoys interacting with the community.
And, you know, it's events like this that really give us, as residents, really give us the opportunity to do so as well. You know, get out there on kind of a level playing field, walk up, shake hands, say thank you for what you do. All right. Now, I do have to take a quick commercial break, folks. We're going to have more with our Sheridan County Sheriff right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Compass Center for Families.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit efirstfederal.bank, member FDIC.
Looking to start a business or take your hobby to the next level? Synergy Shop of Miniums is the answer. Need a toy box for your classic rods? Business location that needs parking and easy access for van or truck traffic? Got a service like taxidermy or sporting goods that need a storefront, counter, and storage in the back? Synergy Shop of Miniums are customizable spaces designed for trades, small businesses, and your hobby dreams. High ceilings, large bay doors, and owner-friendly built-ins. Located near everything. Reserve yours at Sheridan Realty Associates.
Are you or a loved one looking for a long-term care opportunity that ensures dignified, fulfilling living in a safe environment staffed by caring and skilled professionals? Greenhouse Living for Sheridan is currently welcoming elders to the cottages located at 2311 Shirley Cove. Set up a visit to learn what sets Greenhouse Living for Sheridan apart, including private rooms, on-site activities, and a sense of community supported by the entire team at Sheridan Memorial Hospital. See SheridanGreenhouse.org today for additional information or to set up an appointment with our care team.
Dig into summer salads from Designing Dinner's Sagewood North Cafe. The avocado salad is an avocado served on fresh greens and filled with your choice of tarragon chicken, egg and green olive, or deviled ham salad. There's also the fresh strawberry spinach salad, a bed of spinach and strawberries with feta cheese, red onion, and homemade creamy lemon dill dressing, served with a lemonade muffin. Designing Dinner's Sagewood North Cafe, 615 Broadway in Sheridan. See their menus at designing-dinners.com or 672-2460.
Jack Lopes explore alien species.
The Octurians are actually just the little green men with big eyes. Yes, they are different than the Greys from descriptions. Mm-hmm. Although they could have been the same thing, someone was just sick that day. You know, like, a Grey shows up, I don't feel so good.
I don't feel so good.
You still got to go to work.
You're looking a little green, buddy.
Now get out there and abduct someone.
You haven't filled your quota.
You've got enough cows. I need the humans.
Yeah.
Jack Lopes Explore on the podcast page at SheridanMedia.com.
The following message is presented by Century21BHJ.com.
Looking for fun this summer? Come play with us. Hi, this is Nora with The Food Group. Come join us for stories and snacks Monday through Friday from 11 to 11:30 at the Palmer Public Library. Listen to a story while enjoying a free snack. Weekend food bags will also be available in entryways of all schools in Sheridan, including the junior high and high school, every Wednesday and Thursday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., June 4th through August 14th.
Good morning. Welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. We're talking about events taking place with the sheriff of Sheridan County, Levi Dominguez. Now, we had to take a quick commercial break, but you've got Claremont Days coming up this weekend. We've got Ranchester events happening on the 4th of July. Fireworks safety tips in the first part of the show. Make sure that you listen back. SheridanMedia.com, and stick to those tips and those the laws that actually are in place. Now, we were talking about YO Rodeo Weekend. Just, I think we've got Dayton Days. Is that coming up as well?
Yeah, Dayton Days, and we may be on, and we can talk more because I don't know all the events yet, but Dayton Days is coming up, you know, at the end of July as well. Sorry, yeah, July. I put that wrong, but July 25th through the 26th, that will be coming up as well.
Fantastic.
Dayton Days. And again, another fun couple days worth of events, you know, kind of that Friday evening, Saturday, all day events. They do, you know, a parade Saturday morning, and then a lot of events at the, you know, the Scott Park in Dayton, and, you know, lots of things. They do like duck races on the river and just a lot of fun things for kids, families, music. And
you can really kind of fill your weekends around here. You know, if you go to all these fantastic events that these smaller ancillary towns are really holding. And the best part about that is getting to know these small towns out there and the great folks that actually mm-hmm. live out there. You know, when you attend these events, you know, don't be afraid to walk up, shake some hands, and kind of get to know our neighbors.
Yeah, it's great. You know, out in Dayton. So I grew up out in Dayton, and so I always enjoy going out to Dayton Days. And, you know, my mom still lives out in Dayton and, getting
home.
To see. Yeah, going home, which is, you know, I mean, it's not too far away. We're out there quite a bit. But, you know, and even this year, we're going to be celebrating high school reunion, so I'm gonna get to see a lot of friends coming in during Dayton Days. And so so it's just a great opportunity, and you see a lot, and it's amazing, a lot of folks that come back for Dayton Days or a Wild Rodeo, and it's a good chance, you know, to get together and you know, reflect on you know, the successes we've all had, and, and getting to see each other's families grow, and that's just you know, that's kind of small town Wyoming type stuff where you see, mm-hmm. and even Sheridan, you know, is that same way where it's a good opportunity to get together with folks that you haven't seen for the last year, I guess.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the best parts about the parade day. Probably my favorite part. When Sheridan Media goes out there, you know, it's our all hands on deck day, and heading out there and seeing folks that I haven't seen in quite a while who've come to the Sheridan Wyo Rodeo Parade and being able to kind of sit and talk to them, catch up. That is definitely something that I look mm-hmm. forward to every year. Yeah. Now, we've also got Story Days. That's coming up towards the end of August.
Yep, Story Days in August. Again, we'll be we'll chat more about that as it comes, you know, probably next month or the month after. Another great, you know, and Story Days has really progressed over the probably last 5 or so years. And it's always been, you know, great, but they've, you know, done a lot of things. You know, they shut down the road on North Piney right there in front of the, you know, the Story Store. Lots of vendors, lots of activities, parade, you know, car show. I mean, they do a tremendous job. Music, you know, food, and another opportunity to get out and support a community who supports Sheridan County and, you know, and all of our values that we enjoy and love. And so, so those another event that we're planning for, you know, at the sheriff's office.
And you know, the thing about Story, every time I go up there, for any kind of event, I'm always reminded, you know, a little mountain town. That's really what it is, kind of back up there in the forest. It's really quiet place, you know, just, and I was, you know, I spent many years, excuse me, in a town very similar to that back in Oregon, kind of tucked away, way back in the hills. And it's just one of those peaceful reflection types of places. Third Thursdays takes place all throughout the summer. Any advice on that, sir?
Yeah, no, just go out and enjoy and support our community on those. Another great opportunity to support businesses, organizations that are out there taking the time in the evenings to share you know, share what they have to offer, but, you know, another place to fellowship amongst mm-hmm. our community, and another great family focused event, right? And so music, things like that. And so, you know, just in all of these events, we've talked, Floyd, over and over about it, is just understand there's lots of folks out in the area. So be vigilant and, mm-hmm. and, you know, seeing, you know, pedestrians on, you know, walking and things like that. But, you know, I think we do a great job in our community doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. But, it is a great reminder. Keep that head on a swivel when you're out driving around. You never know when the little ones might dart out in front of you, especially if you're around a crowd. Just make sure that you're being extra vigilant. Races at the Sheridan Speedway.
Yep. Races, you know, they're going on. I think they have another big event this weekend and another great place. So, you know, we look at all of the opportunities, and I write about some of this in our community perspectives article that I, you know, do for the Sheridan Press and things. It's just that our community, Sheridan County, has so much to offer. It's you know, I look back and I cringe if I hear somebody say there's not a lot to do here. You know, we, you know, our family moved here and we just couldn't find something to, you know, because there is so much to offer for everybody. And I think it's, that's just a great, and it attracts people because they want to come here and be a part of that. They want to be a part of our community, and which is something to really hold on to and cherish of all the great things that we have to offer. But there's, you know, just the list that we see, there's just a lot to do throughout the summer.
You know, the deputies are out there, and we've all been a kid. You know, are MIPs, minors in possession, is that a big issue here in Sheridan? Are the sheriffs kind of having a crackdown on that?
You know, I wouldn't say that it's a big issue. I think years ago it was a bigger issue. What we're seeing with technology and things, and you're seeing things change, right? Before you had cell phones, you know, all you had was a home phone, right? Mm. So everybody's making calls. Hey, let's go meet up so-and-so and get together. You know, a lot of the gatherings are all done on social media. They're done on social media platforms, or they're getting, you know, out and about. But yeah, are there MIPs? Absolutely. And do they occur out in the county in places? Absolutely. Do they occur what like they used to do years ago
when you and I were kids?
There's not that. Do we have that occasional pallet fire and party? Absolutely. And our deputies are out patrolling for that, and especially on these big events and throughout the weekends. And we partner up with Sheridan County Prevention, and they do a great job with that. They provide funding that provides additional funding, so that way we have deputies that are able to work. They go in and work, you know, they come in on their days off and on mandatory work days where you don't. I mean, Sheridan County Prevention pays for those salaries for deputies to come in for extra shifts, so that way we can prevent, reduce, you know, overconsumption of alcohol, reduce MIPs and just be preventing that from occurring at these events. So that way folks can enjoy themselves, have fun, and most importantly, be safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would agree 110% on that little cultural shift that has also changed. It's no longer about, you know, the big group of kids up in the mountains with the pallets anymore. You know, we talked about it on another show, and James chimed in even. A lot of the social events are taking place video games.
Yep.
You know, everyone jumping on the Xbox and talking with each other and playing video games online. It's a you know, it's big enough cultural shift that even some clubs are actually suffering from it because everyone's meeting over there as opposed to over here. Now, a majority of Americans, around 82%, actually plan to travel this summer. That's a huge amount. AAA projects 72 million people will travel at least 50 miles or more from their house over the course of the Independence Day weekend. Now, Sheriff, we often leave for long three-day weekends or, you know, sometimes even a week at a time. What should we keep in mind?
You know, most importantly, and I stress this a lot, and one of my big pet peeves is don't be announcing your vacations over social media. Don't be giving the day-by-day play of, you know, hey, we're leaving for Billings to fly out to, you know, Mexico, and just got on the plane, just landed in Mexico. We're going to be here for 2 weeks, you know, and day one, this is what we did. Day two is what we did. Day three. And you see that, and I understand that people want to share their experiences with their friends and family, and by all means they should, but I really encourage them to share that after they get back, because what you're doing is you're making a huge public announcement on your thousands of friends you may have on your social media platforms that your home is empty, that there is, you know, nobody there. Or if somebody is there house sitting, then you've put that person at risk. And while we don't have a lot of, you know, home burglaries or break-ins, it's that opportunity. It's a crime of opportunity. And that's what a lot of criminals look for. They look for that opportunity. Or if somebody's in, you know, dire needs, or, you know, we don't know, you know, I don't know, you know, I try to, if I'm friends with somebody on social media, try to know them in a way, but we don't know what they're going through. So you don't know. And maybe they're in some hard times, but they're like, hey, we know that this family has this and this and this. And we know that they're gone the next 2 or 3 weeks because they've just posted it and they're posting every day what they're doing. And so really important that I stress that big one is to not be posting, you know, post your vacations and all the fun you had after you return home. Hey, this is what we did. And it was really fun. Other, you know, besides that, lock your doors, Lock your doors. Again, crimes of opportunity. You know, criminals are lazy. They're, you know, seldom see forced entry. What we see, you know, in vehicle burglaries and home burglaries is, you know, homes are unlocked, vehicles are unlocked. And so folks are going around, and if things are locked, they're going to move on because they're looking, you know, for an easy target. You know, you can change things on within your home for lights adjustment, you know, a lot of different computer, you know, I mean, IT type stuff, technology. You can have lights turn on certain hours so it appears that you're home, you know, have neighbors check in on your, mm-hmm. on your home, you know, and things like that. And, you know, any security, you know, system, whether it's a Ring, you know, Ring cameras or things like that really, really assist. People see that and they turn the other way.
And those Ring, cameras, those, they've really dropped in price, I'd say, over the past 5 or 6 years. I mean, they're not as, you know, kind of, they're more available than they used to be as well.
Yeah, and it seems like that's the transition people are going to, instead of some security, you know, system, Ring cameras around their home, and you can capture a lot and you can see it, you know, from wherever you're at, on a trip or anything, you can see what's going on in real time as well.
Now, when it comes to, What should someone do if they return from a vacation and things don't look right? They think maybe, hey, I think someone's been in here. Now, that's even happened to me in the past. Now, everything was safe and everything was all right, but I showed up back at the house and I just didn't feel comfortable. Something was out of whack. What should folks do?
Yeah, call the sheriff's office or call that law enforcement agency where you live in, and so we can come out and take a look as well. If you feel that somebody's been in your home or, you know, that something just is suspicious, doesn't seem right, you know, and you're concerned about that, try not to touch, you know, a lot of things, you know, depending on it. Again, it's tough because, you know, we've been in there, but, you know, leave stuff where it is so we can come in and take a look and visit with you. And, you know, if you start moving a lot of things around too, and like, well, no, and you get confused on, well, no, that was here, that was there. But if you just come in and you get the kind of hair on the back of your neck stands up and you're like, yeah, something doesn't seem right, give the sheriff's office a call, give law enforcement a call. We'll come and take a look. You know, if you come home, even if it's not on a trip, but you're out for the, you know, evening and you come back and, you know, a door is ajar or something's blown open. I say blown open because it oftentimes it's the wind, right? But you don't know that. You don't need to enter your home if you don't want. Call us. We'll come in. We clear the residence. We make sure it's safe. And then we go through things with you to make sure, you know, nothing's been taken or, yeah, was the door just, you know, didn't shut all the way or, you know, did somebody come in? But again, if you're on a trip and something doesn't seem right, I always say law enforcement, we don't know what we don't know. So you don't know what you don't know, because if we had an incident or something happened just down the road or a couple houses down, you know, and you come back and maybe nothing was taken, but somebody, we can link those, you know, those incidents together and be like, oh, okay, yeah, this is a pattern and a pattern of, yeah, this more than likely this individual is here. Maybe didn't take a lot because things were locked up and then they moved on to this place. And so we can really, you know, put that and helps with our investigation. So don't ever feel like you're being a bother to law enforcement. And I say that even when we're out doing our, you know, when we go out and do our community events and talking with folks, our community outreach is like, give us a call, because you might think like, I had some, you know, material stolen out of our back shed and I didn't want to call you, but that material could be linked to, you know, something else. Or maybe we contacted somebody that was suspicious in an area, and we could, if we knew that was, and we see that in their back of their vehicle or something, then we can tie those together. So really helps in our investigations that we want to know that.
Yeah. And that's a great tip, sir. And something that we should all do, you know, don't every little thing in an investigation matters. And so if you are missing something, as you said, they could have it in the back of their pickup. He could be stopped, or, you know, the perpetrator could be stopped down the road.
Yep. And our deputies are aware and they know the cases because they read their cases and they're like, hey, this is, you know, this person's acting suspicious. And we had a case, you know, a couple days ago where this was missing, you know, and again, we've had some big breaks on cases where, you know, things like that have happened just because the folks in the community have made those calls.
Yeah. Instead of going and buying a new air compressor, that air compressor that could have been taken from you may be linked up to something else. And so make sure that you report those types of things. You are not being a bother, folks. I got to take another quick commercial break. We're going to have more with our Sheridan County Sheriff right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Compass Center for Families.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
Get ready, Sheridan. The Broadway Musical Theater Intensive at Sheridan College wraps up with three powerful performances of Working, a musical, celebrating the real people who keep our world moving. Catch it at Kinnison Hall at the Whitney Center for the Arts, Friday, June 27th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, June 28th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Featuring songs by Lin-Manuel Miranda, James Taylor, and more, plus stunning visuals and real voices from the Sheridan community. Tickets are $20 to $30 at sheridan.edu/working or call 675-0360.
Elevate your summer travel plans. Fly local, fly Sheridan. Bring your loved ones home to Sheridan this busy summer with reliable, comfortable travel through United Express, operated by SkyWest Airlines. Enjoy the convenience of Sheridan to Denver in no time by flying local. Book flights at united.com, the United app, or call United Reservations at 1-800-UNITED-1. Tickets also available on Travelocity, Expedia, Kayak, and more. For stress-free summer travel home, fly local, fly Sheridan.
Face it, you don't want to do your own plumbing and heating work or repair. You need a professional, and that is exactly what you will get if you work with Rapp Plumbing and Heating. Being fully licensed, bonded, and insured, you can rest assured that they will take care of your repairs and maintenance in the very best way possible. Call Rapp Plumbing and Heating at 429-1196 and rest easy knowing it'll be done right. This is Dan Rapp with Rapp Plumbing and Heating, and as we like to say, if you find a leak, let me take a peek.
Mossholder's Design Center is here to help you create a space that you'll love. If you're relocating, remodeling, or just refreshing your home, Mossholder's talented design team can help you through the process. With free in-home consultations, Mossholder's will be able to find the furniture and finishing touches that work best with your space, your lifestyle, and your budget. So if you want to change the look of just one room or furnish an entire home, Mossholder's designers can get it done. Mossholder's, furniture is our passion.
Doug, I hear something sizzling at Waring Chevrolet, and it's not just the barbecue.
You got it, Bob. Our free customer appreciation barbecue is Friday, June 27th from 11:30 to 1:30, and we're serving up big savings during our inventory reduction sale going on right now.
New or pre-owned, there are deals up to $10,000 off, and you'll meet or beat any deal in writing?
Absolutely. Great food, great folks, and even better deals.
Don't miss it. Waring Chevrolet, 107 East Alger, online, waringsheridan.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. We're brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. And this morning we're speaking with Sheridan County Sheriff Levi Dominguez. Now, we've talked about going on vacation and making sure that, hey, folks, when you post those vacation photos, videos, make sure you're home when you do that. You're actually kind of sending a signal to any possible burglars out there that you're not in the house. And as the sheriff has said, you know, you never know what someone's going through. So just wait to post those types of things. He's worked on cases like this in the past, so he knows it certainly does happen. Now, it has come to that time when we got to talk about one every month, don't we, sir? But every time we think we've got a handle on a scam, boy, they come up with a new one. What do we got this month?
Yeah, you know, we've got one coming up, and it's kind of been there, but it's becoming more prevalent, I would say. And that's, you know, these bad actors creating websites that look really legitimate, you know, and they're selling things, you know, there is a repo website that's, you know, around. And so it's, hey, we had to repossess this boat and we're trying to sell it, right? And so it looks really good. It's, you know, maybe in another state, Ohio or something like that. And so, you know, digging into it and things look good in the pictures. And then what ends up happening, you know, is they want payment, right? They mm-hmm. want you to wire money or get money, you know, to them, and then they'll ship that boat out or whatever, or you come and pick it up and you know, you either you send that money and then nothing shows up, or you drive out there and there's no business or things like that. And you know, they're really good because if you call them out on it too, you know, that website will go down and then it pops up somewhere else and now it's in Utah or it's, in something like that. And so they look really legitimate, and we've had, you know, victims, you know, and I say the repo, you know, boat one, because that's one that where, you know, we had somebody who didn't, you know, fortunately didn't, but we've had victims that actually had wired money for, you know, construction equipment, skid steers and things like that. Mm-hmm. And hey, I'm supposed to have, you know, and it never shows up. And then you start looking into that, as small as even websites that are selling small engine type stuff like weed eaters, saws, things like that, or they try to duplicate a website. So they'll see, like, you know, a business, you know, that's selling items, and then they will create a website, you know, that and sells those things and say, hey, we sell them online. But that business is actually, they're like, we don't do online sales. Like, you have to come into our shop. And so they're getting more and more creative, and it looks a lot more and more legitimate when you're doing that. And so you have to be very ensure that, you know, the individuals that you're speaking to in those websites, you know, are legitimate.
And, yeah. And, you know, a lot of times I would wonder, how do I do that? You know, how do I call the number? Is there a number? Is there an address?
Yeah, you can call the number. You can also, you know, you can call as much as you want, but a lot of times if this is happening, there's other things. So if you're concerned that maybe something's going on, don't hesitate. And it's a business in Ohio. You can call that law enforcement agency, say, hey, we're getting ready to send some money out, or which I highly recommend not doing, but hey, we're looking at, you know, cutting a deal with this business. They'll more than likely, law enforcement agency, be like, hey, don't, we've got like six cases. That's not a real business. Right. So give it just a quick phone call to like a law enforcement agency or something like that. Look them up. But I really encourage individuals to not wire money to, you know, an individual and or business unless you have physically seen that, you know, whatever you're purchasing, or you have somebody that can go and take a look at it, or you physically put hands on it, because this is popping up everywhere, and mm-hmm. you can be out thousands of dollars in the snap of a finger by doing that, instead of just taking the time of saying, hey, I'm going to do that. And instead of wiring money, you know, a lot of places, you know, I've made, you know, going up to Montana for, you know, doing different things, but I say, hey, I can be there tomorrow, but I'm not going to send you money or anything. And these are your dealerships, right? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, and if they're good businesses, they will say, hey, no worries, we'll wait for you. Come up tomorrow. You're going to be here at 2 tomorrow afternoon. We'll make it right then. They're not wanting the money right now, right?
Or pressuring you. And pressuring you.
And so that should be a very, you know, a tip right away. I mean, most legitimate businesses, they're like, yeah, if you're making the call and you say you're going to be here and it's that, we'll hold it for you and you come up. And if not, then, you know, is it really worth it?
And I think, you know, good business minded individuals also realize the scams that are going on, and they don't want to be associated with them in any way. So they may actually end up having like a practice of exactly what you just said, Sheriff, where it's like, yeah, we're going to hold off. We're not going to ask for any wire transfer because we don't even want to be associated with scammers. So come on.
And if it's that wanted of a product, you know, a lot of times if you don't make it up by 2 o'clock, they can turn around and sell that. You know, yeah. There's two or three other people waiting in line. And so I really enjoy doing business with businesses, you know, like that are willing to work with you mm-hmm. as opposed to that pressure. But I understand, you know, where they come from too, but.
Yeah. All right. I've only got a couple minutes left. We do have a statute of the month. Do we not?
Yeah. No, I do.
What do we got, sir?
Permitting unlicensed person to drive. So 317-135, no person shall authorize or knowingly permit a motor vehicle owned by him or her under his control to be driven or towed upon any highway by any person who is not licensed for the type or class of vehicles to be driven or is in violation of any provision of this act. So, you know, I get we want folks to be out there, but, you know, I think of this as like parents or things like that, you know, letting, you know, their, you know, 13-year-old or something, you know, even take a side-by-side on a county road or something. And I understand we've got to teach them how to drive. So, you know, trying to do that. So trying to find that balance, but you let somebody drive that doesn't have a license in your vehicle or things like that, and you knowingly do that, there's a good possibility if they're not being educated and there's not an adult with them that they could, you know, get in an accident or severe injuries or things like that. And a lot of times the responsible person, especially if you know that that's occurring, is going to result in that individual who let them drive that vehicle. And again, it's more for the safety aspect. So letting folks, you know, take a vehicle, you know, who doesn't have a license, or, you know, 13, 14 year old that doesn't have a license and they don't know how to drive and they're driving down on a county road or to and like, it can result in some really bad things as much as serious injury.
And times have changed. I mean, I know a lot of people like to sit back and say, oh, well, we used to do that when I was a kid, but it's not that time anymore. There's a lot more people on the road, a lot more safety factors that we actually need to consider. It's not a good practice. When I was trying to teach my daughter how to drive, we went to a parking lot. I had cones, and we did it that way. I do realize that it was probably less of a realistic thing, but at least she could get the principles down.
Yeah, and there's places, right? I understand as a parent, too. There's places that you can do it, but definitely don't be allowing them to do it while not, you know, having
no learner's permit.
And not being supervised for sure, too. You know, just saying, yeah, take it and, you know, head down the county road and come back.
Even a trip to the mailbox could spell trouble. So
it could.
Just don't do it, folks. Sheriff, I want to say thank you for coming in. It's always a pleasure, and I appreciate all the great safety tips that you gave us today, sir.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Since 1935, First Federal Bank and Trust has been a cornerstone of Sheridan.
And to celebrate 90 years of community commitment, we're donating $90,000 to 10 nonprofit organizations in Sheridan. Each month through November, we'll honor our legacy of community support by investing in a local nonprofit.
This month, First Federal will award $9,000 to Compass Center for Families.
90 years, $90,000. Community commitment at its finest. Visit eFirstFederal.bank, member FDIC.
Are you ready to take your lawn mowing to the next level? Hendo Service Center brings you Bad Boy mowers, built to last with the promise that you'll be mowing with an attitude. With a Bad Boy, you're not just making grass shorter. You're mowing with power, precision, and pride. Check out Hendo's Bad Boy lineup from commercial to residential mowers. Find the model that fits your yard. Hendo Service Center on Sheridan's Heartland Drive. Get your Bad Boy mower and teach that lawn a thing or two.
Dig into summer salads from Designing Dinner's Sagewood North Cafe. The avocado salad is an avocado served on fresh greens and filled with your choice of tarragon chicken, egg and green olive, or deviled ham salad. There's also the fresh strawberry spinach salad, a bed of spinach and strawberries with feta cheese, red onion, and homemade creamy lemon dill dressing, served with a lemonade muffin. Designing Dinner's Sagewood North Cafe, 615 Broadway in Sheridan. See their menus at designing-dinners.com or 672-2460.
Try it once and Himalayan Kitchen will have you craving another flavor explosion. They offer the taste you've been searching for. Dive into authentic Himalayan dishes with 5 different spice levels. There's something for everyone. Vegetarian? Their mouthwatering veggie options will leave you satiated. Come experience bold, unforgettable flavors at Himalayan Kitchen, where every bite is a journey. Crave it, spice it, love it. dine-in or take-out, 2125 North Main Street or HimalayanKitchenWY.com.
I'm Zach Rogers, owner of 307 Wildcat Well Services. Running a business and being out in the field drilling wells doesn't leave me much time for marketing. That's where Sheridan Media came in. They built my website, handled my radio, print, and digital advertising, and turned it into a powerful marketing engine, all while I was out doing what I do best. Their work has helped me bring in multiple new customers. If you're not my competition, I highly recommend letting Sheridan Media help you find your next customer.